99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
Every week we open up our show to allow you to unload a secret that you may have. But since Mother's Day is on the way and Danielle had messaged us her own little secret, aka mom confession, we thought, you know what, maybe we change gears a little bit and go in that direction.
Yeah, just let moms kind of purge their system of moments where they weren't at their best.
All right, good morning, Danielle.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. So normally it's family secrets, but since Mother's Day is around the corner, we figured we would allow you to confess. So go ahead and roll with what you wrote us.
Okay, so I hate to be one of those don't talk to me until I've had my coffee kind of people, but it's the truth. I really can't function without a cup or two.
Same.
Obviously, I haven't had my coffee yet today.
Same. I feel you.
Yeah.
So anyways, about a week and a half into quarantine, I came down to the kitchen and I saw that my six-year-old daughter had filled one of those cake cup pods. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. With the Keurig.
Your Keurig, yeah.
Yeah, with glue and glitter. And when I saw that, I was like, and then after I said it, I was like, oh my God. And I just stood there and we looked at each other for a few seconds. And then later that day, my daughter dropped her little baby doll on accident. And I heard her go, holy I was like, oh my God, I'm the worst mom in the history of mothers. This is bad. So then we had to have like a sit down and explain that that's a no-no word.
But I heard you say it, Mom.
I know, that wasn't me.
And that's the point where you say mommies make mistakes too sometimes.
You know, I saw an Instagram ad for a sweatshirt that says real moms drop the F-bomb. So I think that...
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, been there. Not in front of the kids, but yeah.
Wow. This is quarantine. You don't really have a chance to, you know, hide behind the curtain of like going to work and then expressing frustration. Your kids are just there all the time.
Yeah, so, no. Yeah. I get it because just a couple of days ago, I had to sift through two trash cans to try to find this like midterm kind of assignment that I thought I threw away for my second grader. Yeah, I found it. Thank goodness it was not as soiled. I said a lot of big words in my head.
That's funny.
A lot of big words.
Well, Danielle, I hope you have a very happy Mother's Day. And
thank you so much. You guys too. Well,
right.
Not you, but...
Oh, yeah. I got it. Go have a cup of coffee.
Okay, I will. All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
She's sweet.
I know. I think
glitter and glue in the Keurig. Oh, no.
I'm sure it's able to be cleaned.
No,
right?
That's done.
Able to be cleaned?
That is going to go to the Keurig... like graveyard. Nope. That's
funny.
Uh-huh.
If you want to piggyback off of Danielle, and our show is your forum, 502-571-9970.
It's a circle of trust. It's sharing corner. Let's do Chet. Chet said my three-year-old granddaughter told her preschool teacher she had RBF.
Resting bee face.
Yes. Yeah. Teacher said she says she doesn't know what it is. Granddaughter told her my daughter got a call from the school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I got a text from Chastity. It said, my go-to is blank a duck, and I've heard my three-year-old daughter whisper it. Talk about an awkward conversation with his nana.
Jennifer said, my daughter heard me refer to her as a hole one day, then proceeded to call her dad a hole one day at Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh.
Couldn't contain the laughter.
Ava.
In the words of my 18-year-old daughter, she said, sometimes cuss words are like pee. You try to hold it in and they just have to come out.
It's so true.
Wise words from your 18-year-old there.
She's got it. Yeah.
Ava, thank you for calling in, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.